Well, welcome to the Rural Opportunities Podcast. Thank you for joining me on this podcast today, Michelle. I'm really excited to talk to you about the gallery in Holden.
Thanks, Megan. It's great to be asked.
So I just want to give you an opportunity to tell us a little bit about yourself and your connection to the gallery and just your connection to Holden, too, if you want.
Sure. Okay. So my name is Michelle Mulder, and I've lived in Holden with my husband and previously our two children for, believe it or not, over 40 years.
Wow.
We moved here from cities, actually, and fell in love with rural life. And it's a great place. A small village is a wonderful place to raise a family. So my husband's business actually brought him here. So I won't go into all of those details. But along the way, I was working full time, as was my husband, et cetera. And I retired about 3 years ago and absolutely wanted to get involved in more of the community life because I worked in Edmonton full time. So I was away from the community for, you know, quite a long time. And it was a really great fit for me to volunteer at the gallery in Holden. And so that began my journey, I guess you could call it, with the gallery.
That's awesome.
So that's just a snapshot of how I got to the gallery in Holden.
Mm-hmm. Did you find the transition from city living to rural living hard, or did you instantly love it, or how was that for you?
I instantly loved it way back when. I was a little nervous at first, I guess, because I didn't know anybody in this community, but rural communities are super friendly and didn't take me very long to fit in. Mm-hmm. And then after working for over 20 years in the city of Edmonton and just coming home on weekends, I could not wait to get back to Holden and leave the city. Yeah.
So just a little bit more peace and quiet and not so much hustle bustle. And
hustle bustle. It's quiet. Yeah. Like you say, peaceful and just a good fit for us anyway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Yeah. So the gallery in Holden is a really cool little gem in this small town. And it's got like all these different things from makers, and it's like anything from quilts to paintings to all that kind of stuff. So how did the gallery get started?
Well, it started up actually as a true art gallery. Probably about 6 or 7 years ago, a group of artists in the Holden area, so surrounding area as well, got together. The Lutheran church here in Holden had closed. The congregation had dwindled, and the church was bought by the village of Holden, or assumed by the village of Holden. Mm-hmm. So this group of artists said, you know, we'd like somewhere to display our artwork, and for $1, began to use it as a gallery, an actual art gallery. Unfortunately, over the next few years, things didn't quite pan out as they expected. And another person here in Holden, by the name of Elaine Cooper, who has since passed away, unfortunately, saw her vision was more of, a gallery, but also opening it into a broader spectrum and inviting local vendors, local makers and creators to display pottery, paintings, textile design, fabric pieces, quilts, knitting, you know, a whole broad spectrum of articles for sale. So her vision developed over a few years, and a small group of people really got on board. It's a not-for-profit entity. It's all volunteer run. And we really believe in Elaine's original vision that there should be a space in a rural area for vendors, artists, artisans, crafters to display their creations in a really seamless kind of a way. So the gallery does not charge any kind of commission. There's a very, very small fee that each vendor pays that enables us to basically pay the utilities and keep the lights and the heat on. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of volunteers that are on the edges of the gallery that do things like maintenance for us, that mow the lawn and tend the gardens in the summer, and so on and so forth. So far, so good. It's been probably 5 years now that the gallery has been thriving. Mm-hmm. And I think it will continue to thrive. There's a real place in people's hearts to ensure that the gallery will be successful long into the future.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And that's mm-hmm. amazing that you guys have such a committed volunteer base, because with things like that, volunteers are just so integral in making sure things like that happen and stay alive. And that's really amazing that you guys have that.
Yeah, absolutely, Megan. It's we could never do many things in Holden, not just the gallery, but many, many things in this community without dedicated mm-hmm. volunteers. And I know it's the same in every community, whether it's rural, suburban, or urban. There's always volunteers that step up to the plate to make things happen. And it's the same thing here.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. I did some Googling on Holden, and just to give people some context, in the 2016 census, there was a recorded population of 350 people living in the village of Holden. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. And you're about 95 kilometers southeast of Edmonton on Highway 14. So you guys are in Beaver County.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's not a lot of people, but to have that much commitment to the gallery in Holden is really cool.
Yeah, there aren't that many people, but of course, Holden serves an agricultural area mm-hmm. Surrounding us. So we do have vendors and shoppers from Camrose, Vegreville, Stettler, Sherwood Park, Stony Plain, Wainwright, you know, so there's quite a large area that potentially supports the village and the gallery. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the 350 people, although mm-hmm. interestingly, because we're talking about the village of Holden, because it's 95K from the edge of Edmonton, we have a lot of people that come here and buy homes and raise families. So, mm-hmm. You know, the housing prices in Holden are far, far less than any kind of city center. We have people moving here from Ontario.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's really, it's pretty cool, actually. So I think the population may have risen a little bit in
yeah.
the past few years.
Yeah.
But not much, actually.
Well, that's really cool. And you yourself experienced like living in Holden and working in Edmonton, and it's still a manageable commute. And so that makes sense. Like some people probably commute longer time-wise than that in Edmonton just because of traffic and stuff.
Yeah, because of traffic. And yeah, you know, you're going 110 on Highway 14. So it just goes by in a flash. And for the first 2.5-3 years of my full-time work in Edmonton, I commuted every day mm-hmm. Until I hit a deer and hit the ditch. And
oh, so no.
And part of rural life as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So as you mentioned, the gallery is in the old Lutheran church, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool because when you drive into Holden and you're looking for the gallery, you can see the church. And so you just head towards the church and you'll be able to find it.
Yeah, it's just a little short little hop off of Main Street, and it's well signed. So we mm-hmm. do have signs on Main Street that point toward the gallery. But yeah, it's a lovely, lovely venue for a gallery. It has been designated an historic building for Alberta. It was built somewhere around 1915. I'm sorry, I can't remember the exact date, mm-hmm. By the Lutheran congregation in the village of Holden who wanted a proper church for themselves. Mm-hmm. And one of the great features of this church, well, there's several great features, but the bell in the bell tower still operates. And a lot of people come in and they get offered if they'd like to ring the bell. And we had someone toward the end of summer, a lady who had never been there before. And she said, "Today is my birthday." And I said, "Would you like to ring the bell?" And she was thrilled. And so we heard the bell peal through the village of Holden, and it was for her birthday. So it was pretty fun.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Just a fun little experience.
A fun little experience. But most people who come to the gallery and it's their first time when they step through the doors, they're pretty much gobsmacked. They don't expect to see the level of expertise, I would say, and the quality of the goods that are available. They don't expect to see that in a rural, a small, small rural community. So you used the word gem when you introduced it, and it is definitely a gem mm-hmm. in the whole area. It really is.
Yeah, for sure. It is really cool to walk into the church building and just like all of the variety of stuff you see. And it's just, there's so many incredible things in there. And I've gone several times and every time there's something different and you just see something else. And even when you're there, you're looking at stuff and then you keep looking and you keep seeing things and you thought you looked at everything, but there's still more to see. And it's really cool just to see the variety of makers that you guys have in there. And, you know, just anything from like woodworking, birdhouses, quilts, mm-hmm. pickles, photographs, bookmarks, like there's just so many cool things there.
Yeah, there certainly are. And the volunteers work hard to keep the displays fresh always. So you're absolutely right, Megan. So if you visit the gallery and come back, say, 2 or 3 weeks later, you're going to see a whole bunch of different things and mm-hmm. different organization of goods and so on and so forth. So we're always endeavoring to keep things interesting and fresh for people. And we do have a lot of repeat customers that come back again and again and again. They have their favorite vendors in there, you know. So for example, we do have a lady who is local and she is a licensed chemist, and she creates hypoallergenic, I guess, body washes, shower steamers, different objects that you would use for skincare. Mm-hmm. And people come from Edmonton to buy her product because it's so good. And yeah. And that's just an example. We have several vendors like that where people will travel to buy their creations.
Mm, so, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So as you said, the gallery is a nonprofit association, which means you guys have a board, you guys are volunteer run. So can you tell us a little bit about that? And like you guys can take donations and kind of that kind of thing.
Yeah, we welcome donations, obviously, because we really do operate on a shoestring. So yes, people can donate to the gallery. We are not a registered charity, so we cannot issue tax receipts. However, you know, we do get donations, and we get donations in kind as well, which is very helpful. So just as an example, someone's elderly grandfather will pass away, and perhaps he has had antique furniture in the house. They will donate some of that furniture to the gallery, and we always welcome things like that, or jewelry, or, you know, paintings, for example, or pictures. Mm-hmm. So we get many donations that are not of the monetary variety, but they really do help us out. Mm-hmm. And when people donate to the gallery, those types of items, they become the property of the gallery. So we can auction them or sell them or do whatever we want with them. So that's very, very helpful. So those donations really help us keep going. And so do the monetary donations, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes, we do have a board of directors. It's a small board. We're always looking for new directors who have an interest and their heart is in the gallery's best interests. It's a small board. We're all volunteers as well. And then, as I said, we have additional volunteers from the community that really help us out. One of the other aspects of the gallery that I haven't touched on is something called the Serenity Garden. And that was a vision of the lady who recently passed away. She thought, because the building itself is surrounded by property with nothing on it, it really didn't really have much. It was just a sort of a grassy enclosure. Her vision was to create a space where people could sit and be peaceful, could think about their loved ones, perhaps, who have passed away, or just come and have a picnic or meditate, do whatever they wanted. So a couple of years ago, a group of volunteers started four corners of the property, quite a large corner garden on each corner. Mm-hmm. And this spring we hope to plant flowering plums because that was Elaine Cooper's favorite flower and tree. And eventually the vision is to have some paths, some benches, some open space for people to put a picnic blanket if they want, and or a yoga mat. So it's a work in progress, and people have really kindly stepped up and made donations to the Serenity Garden. Mm. So that's a separate piece of financial business that we're taking care of and progressing on. So last year, actually, the gardens, the Four Corner Gardens, were extraordinary. People have planted perennials, but we enhanced the perennials with annuals, like mm-hmm. really showy flowers, and they were just exquisite. And people mm-hmm. came and sat there and admired the garden. So we were quite pleased. So we've been incentivized to keep going. So yeah. This spring we've got lots of plans. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I've seen the flowers there, but I didn't know the story behind that. So that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So Serenity Garden, and actually the space is really conducive as well to having vendors markets outside. Mm-hmm. So we do have some vendors who are, you mentioned pickles. So we do have a vendor who does a lot of canning in a commercial kitchen, and mm-hmm. she is very popular. She also comes every spring and fall and markets her annuals that she grows, her hanging baskets, her pickles and jams and jellies and so on and so forth. And that's always really, really popular. We get a lot of people coming out for that.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
One thing you mentioned with sometimes people donate items to the gallery. One thing that you guys have recently started was the Make Me an Offer Shelf.
Yeah, that's a new incentive, and we'll see how that one goes. So the Make Me an Offer Shelf is things that some vendors who have left us have left behind because they just don't see a use for them anymore, plus things that people have donated over time. So we have had those stored in our basement storage facility, which is another feature of the gallery. The church had a lovely basement in it. It's really dry and appropriate for workshops and so on. However, we decided, well, these things are just sitting here in the basement. Should we have a garage sale? So we talked about having a garage sale in the spring, which we mm-hmm. may still do. Mm-hmm. But one of our volunteers said, why don't we do a Make Me an Offer Shelf? And we'll just put all the stuff out here on the shelf and say, hey, you know what? You like this? Make us an offer. So that's what the Make Me an Offer Shelf is. And so far, we've managed to move a few things out of there. Cool. People have said, oh, I can use this. Mm-hmm. I'll give you, you know, a toonie for it.
Yeah.
And we say, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better than just sitting in the dark in the basement, right?
So yeah, exactly. And it just adds to, like, you never know what you're going to find when you go there. Like, there's always going to be new treasures, and just, yeah, even you guys putting new stuff on the shelf every time is kind of cool.
Yeah. One of the things that we just had donated to us, actually, from a very popular vendor is a solar powered bird bath made of glass, and it's beautiful. And he said, I would like you to put this in the Make Me an Offer Shelf. So
wow,
somebody's going to get a heck of a bargain on a solar powered bird bath. Yeah, for sure.
Interesting. That's cool. Yeah. You never know what is going to come up there.
Exactly.
So are you guys looking for any new makers right now? Or are you guys full? How do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Thank you for that. We have currently about 35 vendors in the gallery. During COVID, believe it or not, we had 53 vendors that came to us. We remained open during COVID with all the protocols being followed. And a lot of vendors came to the gallery because they had nowhere else during the lockdown to display their wares. However, we have about 35 now, and yes, there is always room. We always find display space for new vendors. So if someone is interested in reaching out and saying, you know, I'd kind of like to be a vendor there, they can call me, Michelle Mulder, or text me. My number is on our Facebook page, and I'm always posting things about encouraging, hey, you know, give us a try if you want. Our fees, as I mentioned, are extremely low. We've had so many vendors come to us and say, I cannot believe this is all you charge. But that's because we want to encourage people, and we don't want to make it so financially unviable for vendors who are maybe just starting out. Call me, and can I give you my number on this podcast?
Yeah, if you're comfortable with that.
Sure. So it's Michelle at area code 780-983-5700. And I love texts, so hit me up.
There you go. And you mentioned the Facebook page, which is probably the best way for people to see about new things at the gallery and just what's going on there, right?
It's the Gallery Holden on Facebook. And check us out. And typically, if you message through Facebook Messenger or post something on the Facebook page, I answer within a couple, 3 hours. I'm constantly monitoring it. So
that's awesome.
I'll get back to you.
Yeah, for sure. Was there anything else that you want to add about the gallery?
I think I may have covered all the bases, but it's important to me and it's important to our board of directors that I once again acknowledge the volunteers that really make the gallery happen. It's just the vendors are also volunteers. The vendors come and will take a 4-hour shift at the gallery to keep it open and running. So thank you to the vendors, all of the vendors, but also the volunteer vendors and the community vendors who really step up to the plate. I know I've said this before, but it's important to say it again. We could never, ever do it without our volunteer base. And it's so important to us. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to end with a plug for volunteers everywhere. They really make the world run.
Yeah, they really do. What would we do without volunteers? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. If people want to volunteer at the gallery, do they just text you as well?
Mm-hmm. Same thing. It's we do have a volunteer coordinator who is also the president of the board. We multitask, obviously. Yeah. But start with me and I will put you in touch with the volunteer coordinator and we'll take it from there. Yes, please. Please awesome. Let me know. Yeah.
And if people after listening to this podcast want to come out to the gallery, what are the hours?
The hours are every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From noon until 4. People can also, though, text me. I live down the street from the gallery, and you can organize private shopping. So if you can't make it Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or let's say you have relatives who are from somewhere else in town and you can't make it on the regular hours, shoot me a text or give me a call, and I will open the gallery for private shopping. And a lot of people do take advantage of that. So it's fun too, because they get the whole gallery all to themselves and they can stay there as long as they want. And
yeah, explore. That is customer service. I tell you what,
that is customer service. And in the summer, I should mention the gallery is a sticker station for the Go East of Edmonton road trip. So people might not be familiar with that, but they can check it out on the Go East website or Go East of Edmonton Facebook page. And in the summer, that means that we stay open long weekends as well. So we're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and same hours, noon till 4. And people who are coming back from camping or whatever often come off the highway into Holden to pick up stickers or just to see the gallery or maybe grab a burger at one of our great restaurants. So, yeah.
Awesome.
That's who we are and what we do. And those are our hours.
That's excellent. I always ask our podcast guests, what is their favorite thing about living in a rural area?
Oh, there's so many favorite things. For me and our family, it's the people. And we found that rural areas are, the people just go out of their way to help out and be friendly. If you're traveling and you're maybe uncertain about where to eat or where to have a picnic, people just go out of their way to be helpful. Mm-hmm. So definitely the people and just the feel. Recently, our village council decided to change the Village of Holden's tagline. And the tagline now is Holden has heart. Mm-hmm. And I can't say enough about that tagline because it's absolutely true. And also, just a plug for the little village we live in, people who have recently moved to Holden, I always ask them, like, why'd you move here? And most of them have said they were looking for a quiet, peaceful place that had good amenities and was close to Edmonton. And they looked around all the communities, east, west, north, south, and Holden was the one that had some sort of vibe that made them feel really good. Mm. And so they decided to move to Holden. And I think that's awesome. That's why we decided to move to Holden all those years ago.
That's incredible. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. And Holden has a school as well.
Yes. Holden has what's called the Holden Rural Academy. It's a charter school. So it's part of the public system, but it is a charter, meaning it's run by parents, a parent board, parents of kids in the school. It's a junior senior high, and it's premise, I guess I would say, or its reason for being is it's a rural-based academy. So the kids do their core courses in the morning, and then in the afternoon, they go out and they learn farm mechanics through local mechanics, and they can gain credit for that toward their mechanics licensing. They have early childhood education opportunities with a daycare that's run inside the school. They're earning credits toward their early childhood education certificate. So there's a variety of hands-on, not always trades-oriented, also arts and rec-oriented activities that the kids are doing in the afternoons. It's a very unique school. I think it's one of a kind in Alberta. And it opened 2 years ago, and the registration and the student body has grown over the last 2 years. So word is getting out. It's a good place for kids to come.
Yeah.
That's a real enhancement for the village of Holden.
For sure. Holden has a couple gyms hanging out there.
We also have the new to you too, gently used, all you thrifters out there and people who are looking for great bargains, better come to Holden.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for joining me for this podcast. And I encourage everybody to go check out Holden and see what treasures I can find there. And just check out the town of Holden and maybe spend some time in your gardens this summer. And it's a quick drive. It's a beautiful drive out there. And
it is.
Just enjoy
it. Thanks so much, Megan, and Rural Opportunities for inviting me to speak this morning. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Michelle.